If you're really lucky, you're going to meet somebody in your life that will see something in you that maybe you don't even see yet.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Hey, I want to read something to you. Every year, I think this business is not a matter of learning more, it's a matter of doing more. I think we've already heard enough today to know that the topic of my talk is going to be the biggest no-brainer in the history of business, which I'll get to in a minute. But I think this is a huge no-brainer. This month, Cassandra, I celebrate 21 years in the industry. So in 21 years, I've successfully identified a lot of things that don't work. And yeah, I know when I first started, if I had seen somebody like JD, I'm like, good God, I could never be like that guy. That guy's incredible, but he'd be the first to tell you that he didn't start out that way. You know, every year I buy this, and maybe some of you, maybe you'll like the cover, some of you won't, but it's the Forbes 400, the 400 wealthiest people in America. And I like to read it because you read about their challenges and their adversities. Because Darren, you look at them and you think, wow, they don't know what it's like to suffer, to struggle, you know, to have to endure anything, and you're shocked. But I want to read one in particular. This guy's number 388. But listen to number 388. His name's David Zalek. He's here in Atlanta, as a matter of fact. The son of a math professor, Zalek frequently picked up the thick applied mathematics textbooks lying around the house as a kid after scoring over 1,500 on his SAT in middle school. In middle school, he skipped high school, okay, and enrolled at Auburn. He dropped out before getting his degree to focus on computer assembly business. The math whiz went on to start Green Sky, which facilitates home improvement loans via a network of contractors. The company of which he owns half is valued at $3.6 billion. And he's 43 years old, right here in Atlanta. Okay? Thank God we don't have to have a resume or a bio like that to be successful in this business. Holy moly. You know, it's interesting when you read these, a lot of us automatically try to rationalize why they're where they're at and we're where we're at. And you think, well, a lot of them, probably their family made the money. Not true. 80% of the people in this book are self-made. 80% of the people in here are self-made. They didn't inherit it. They didn't marry into it. 80% of them. Now, maybe that's not someone's goals to be in the Forbes 400, but there's a lot we can learn from their stories. And that's what I want to just share a couple things about today that I'm going to be talking about, the biggest no-brainer in business history. You know, I've been in the business 21 years. We've been paid millions of dollars in the business. I grew up on and we have 9 magic words in our organization. If Jeff can do it, anyone can do it. That's our 9 magic words. And the more you get to know me, you'll be like, he wasn't kidding, he really meant that. I mean, I grew up on a farm in Tennessee, Duck River. We had one stoplight when I was in high school growing up. Somebody shot it out. For 20 years, we didn't have another stoplight. I read about that guy that scored 1,500 on his SAT in high school. Look at the other end of the spectrum. I went to a college called Austin Peay, and our cheer was our claim to fame, and our cheer was "Let's go Peay." So a guy made 1,500 in high school, and then I went to a school where our claim to fame was our cheer. ESPN voted one year the best cheer in college sports. So that being said, anyone can do it. I finished college, didn't know what I wanted to do. It took me 5 years and 2 quarters to get a 4-year degree. I had to do a victory lap, I guess you call it, and then some. My mom and I sat down and we addressed 72 resumes that we sent out. Because back then, my kids look at me now. I've got 4 kids, ages 21, 19, 17, and 15, and they look at me now when they hear that story. They're like, why didn't you just email it? I'm like, we didn't have email. So we sent out 72 resumes. My mom addressed all of them. I didn't get a single reply. I didn't even get, I'm not interested. So by default, I thought, you know what? I'm going to go sell insurance. Anybody could do that. So I go to a company. They do a personality profile test. JD, it comes back. I remember the guy walking out. When he was walking out, he was shaking his head like this. And I thought, that's probably not a good sign. I'm not great at body language, but I know that's probably not a good sign. So he said, you didn't pass it. You're not really cut out for sales and marketing. I went to another organization, another agency on the other side of town in Nashville. They give the exact same test. And Darren, I thought, first time I told the truth, second time I'm going to pick the answers that I think it wants me to say. Same end result. So finally, not suitable. So then I'm on a mission that I'm going to sell insurance. So I finally found a guy that hired me in Nashville because I'd played college football. He'd been a former coach. We really hit it off, and he hired me. I quit the first day. Hated it. Hated it. It was cold calling. Training consisted of a book and a script. And by lunchtime, I was having anxiety attacks. And I remember I literally told the guy, I said, hey, I've got to go to the restroom. I'll be right back. Never came back. No, I mean, and I swore then, I said, I will never, ever work in the financial industry again. My dad said, find something you love doing. I like fitness and the health industry. And I found a mentor that took me underneath their wing, and we built a chain of health clubs and made a great income. And 21 years ago this month, we sold that chain of 13 clubs for several million dollars. And lo and behold, I stumbled into this industry. You know, so there's a lot of parts in between there that we won't get into, but that's kind of my background. So the more you know about me, you realize, wow, if that guy can do it, I can do it. If I'm just willing to practice what JD and the other great leaders are teaching, it's really, there's no secret. The secret is you have to work at it. But the reality is hard work works. Hard work works if we're willing to do it. So the biggest no-brainer in business history, why do we know that this is the biggest no-brainer in business history? Let's look a little bit at that. So number one, we're in the financial industry. Our industry is based on numbers, and numbers are based on math, and math is based off of fact. You're entitled to your opinion, what you think about this. What you're going to see about WealthWave is not perfect. It's just better. It's not perfect. It's just better. It's infinitely better. There is nothing perfect in business. But I'm telling you, after 21 years, I know that it's just better, period. And I can't tell you the comfort you have in knowing, you know, it's just better. Still have to work. Still have to put the time, the effort in, do the things that you have to do, but it's just better. You know, we can do lots of things to make money, but you can't do anything to make more time. The only thing that you can get close to cheating time is what JD was teaching, you know, through duplication. That's the only thing you're ever going to do to get close to it. This is Pythagoras, who is a Greek philosopher and mathematician, the Pythagorean theory. A lot of us are probably familiar with that. Not me. I made a D in high school geometry, so I'm not very familiar with it. But he had a quote. It said, numbers inevitably will lead you down the path of reason. And the couple of minutes that I'm going to speak today is really, it's just numbers. It's just numbers. Regardless of what my opinion is, the reality is the numbers don't lie, if you will. You know, here's one fact. What we make and what we keep, there's a huge disparity between the two. I asked someone the other day, JD, I said, do you know why they call the gross in a business? Because what you end up getting to keep in the net is pretty gross compared to what you started out with. I'm going to share with you in a minute what I'm talking about with that. So if you look at this right here, and I don't know if you can see it, but it shows all 50 states, and it shows the top 1% of earners in America. And it shows the other 49%. So look at the state of Georgia. You're looking at the top 1% are earning over $900,000 a year. The other 99% are earning barely over, Greg, $40,000 a year. So that's a difference of about 24 times. Are they 24 times smarter? You know, do they work 24 times more hours? Do they look 24 times better? Dress 24 times nicer? No, they don't at all. What is it that most of them have? Okay, most of them have leverage, which is what JD was talking about. They have leverage. There's always an exception to every rule, but there is no such thing really as a self-made millionaire. I mean, they're team-made millionaires. You'll never find anybody that did it by themselves. And nearly all of them, Darren, as you talked about, they have a system that works. They have a system that works. And most of them were fortunate to find a mentor, and they're willing. You know, I didn't listen to my father a lot growing up. You know, I didn't realize you don't know what you don't know till you look back. Someone told me that's why the windshield on your car is so much bigger than the rearview mirror. Spend way more time looking ahead than you do looking behind. But my father, one thing he always told me, JD, he said, you know, if you're really lucky, you're going to meet somebody in your life that will see something in you that maybe you don't even see yet. And they'll take an interest in you, and they're going to give you an opportunity, but you better be ready for it. Because it might only happen once, if you're lucky, maybe twice. And I've been very blessed in my life. It's happened 3 times, but fortunately, every time I was ready, fear is a great motivator. And, you know, my dad said, it's not going to be like a bus. You miss a bus, you get the next one. You know, but with that, and for a lot of you, I don't know for you if this is your first chance, your second chance, your third chance. I don't know. But I know it's one of them. I know it's one of them. And what you choose to do with it then is up to you at that point. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about a better way. I was meeting with someone the other day, and what my focus for a couple of minutes is going to be is talking about why the WealthWave way is so much more effective than the traditional agency model. I know there's a few of you in the room that are from the industry. So I really want to speak just for a minute or two on why the Wealth Wave way is so much more effective, why it is the biggest no-brainer in business, not just in a traditional agency model, but I feel in just traditional business. I'm going to show you some numbers in a minute from my own experience. And, you know, it made my skin crawl just looking back at them and realizing that how much money you spent that, Willie, you didn't have to spend it. You know, if you would have just embraced and ran with the Wealth Wave way. I was meeting with someone the other day. He's already a licensed agent in the industry, working with a traditional industry. And I said, what's your income going to be this year? He said, $65,000. I said, what have you got to do to make $130,000? He said, well, I got to double my efforts, double my sales. I said, how appealing and exciting does that sound to go out and have to do twice? He goes, I'm not real excited about that. I said, you know there is a better way. And I put that up there on a sheet of paper. I said, what if we moved you into a management leadership role in the company, went out with you and helped you build a marketing team of 10 people and paid you 10% for what each of them do? I'm from Tennessee and I'm not great with math. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I think 10 times 10 is what? It's 100. You just doubled your income, okay? What sounds easier to you? He said, that sounds way easier to me. Now, even in a traditional agency model, if you could do that, the challenge is that none of those 10 could do that, okay? And it creates an environment that's flawed. Your most ambitious, motivated people are going to leave. They're going to go out on their own. No matter how much you tell them you love them, how much you encourage them, praise them, recognize them, at the end of the day, the economics will dictate, and they will leave, okay? Next, moving on here. I want to talk just for a second about my career and timeline. From 2002 to 2012, we had a traditional agency-based model. I never had a year where we made less than $500,000 a year. I mean, our income for 10 straight years was between 500 and a million. But what did we say? What you keep and what you make and what you keep, there's a disparity between the two of those. Here's a good example, though. Our business model was a lead-based model. The leads weren't free. It was done through a lead generation program. And consequently, we became very dependent on that. And in 2008, when the mortgage market imploded, our availability of prospects decreased by 90%. 90%. Guess what else decreased by 90%? Yeah, revenue, income. Guess what did not decrease by 90%? Jamie, expenses. Yeah, your overhead, those did not decrease by 90%. So let's look at what did that look like, our traditional agency model. I was at 110% contract. My MGA was at 90. Our managers were at 80. One of them's right there in the room with me. We've worked together for over a decade. And then all of your agents were at 60. What's the problem in that model? What's the problem with that? Anybody? I mean, look at the top. There's only one. Okay, so you're limited. So, that stinks. So let's switch gears and look at a far more disruptive model, a model that just makes sense. When we look at the Wealth Wave model, there's four ways that we make money. First of all, personal income. When you sit down and you work with a family, helping them put a financial game plan in place, you're compensated for doing that. Okay? If no one helps any families, there's no compensation generated. The more families you help, the more compensation that you generate. It's pay for performance. Isn't that what we all want? I used to be in the Air Force. It took 7 years to become a captain. What if you were Colin Powell? What if you're Norman Schwarzkopf? How long did it take? 7 years. Okay? That's just the reality of it. That's just the way it worked. Okay? Also, we've got the ability through team income. What JD talked about. We'd rather have 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of my own. That just speaks for itself. I can tell you, if it weren't for the team aspect of Wealth Wave, I would not be here. Okay? And I love working with families. I've got stacks of applications on my desk that we've written this week. But the ability to leverage and duplicate yourself through the efforts of others, that's where magic happens. That's the reality of it. And third is expansion income. You're not limited. I've got someone here today that's with a name company in the industry. I won't name that name company, but the reality is they can't go build their business anywhere in the country like we can in Wealth Wave, and not just the U.S., Canada, Puerto Rico, etc. And then finally, there's what's called bonus income. When you reach certain executive levels in the company, you've got the ability to override the entire field force. Greg, think how excited you would be when you get up every day if you had 50,000 people that you were compensated for their efforts. Would you get up a little bit earlier? Would we maybe not think about hitting the snooze button? Would we stay up a little bit? We say it's mind over mattress. The mind would win every day in that situation, right? Right? Why would you not want to get to that? Can you do that in your present business model? Probably not. Let me show you this. I just ran through March of last year. JD, I pulled this up and I looked at monthly agency overhead. Look at this. Rent, IT support, credit card processing, phone systems, office computer, copier lease, storage unit, document shredding, legal fees, travel, office supplies, payroll systems, payroll taxes, tech support, website hosting, SMX tech services, online storage, utilities, alarm, phone, commercial liability, and training. And that wasn't all of it, okay? I'm rushing on the clock there. Okay, what was our monthly overhead for that month? Let's take a look and see. $69,511.75, okay? What was my gross income, what I was paid for the month, okay? What I was paid, $96,872. Guys, that's over $1 million a year, okay? But what do we say? What you make and what you keep, what? Ain't the same thing, okay? So my monthly pre-tax net that month was $27,360. And a whopping 25 cents. Think about that. You're giving away the lion's share of it. You know, and look at, now, if I look at, fast forward to our transition with WealthWave, our entire monthly overhead is barely one-tenth of that now. Now, you just starting your business, your overhead will be near nothing, okay? This is some support staff and things that we have, but the 90% decrease, 90% decrease, okay? Also a 90% decrease in what probably? Stress, headaches, all the other things that that go along with that, okay? And look at that. But we've got infinitely superior business platforms in our company. If you look at anything related to marketing, education, technology, administration, securities, look at all that. We've got all that put together. Do you know in a 36-month period in our agency, I spent just over $3 million of income that I earned, over $3 million to pay for services that could no way go toe-to-toe with this. Why would I do that? You know, I don't know. I've seen the light, and it's amazing to me how many people, you know, and this does a good job of summing it up here. You know, when you look at our vision, mission, and system, we've already touched a little bit on that today, and you'll learn more about it when you do your own homework. All of our different platforms, we could spend the whole day on this. I have such an abundant appreciation for this because I know what we went through to not have something this good. You know, so that being said, don't take that for granted. So what's the definition of synergy? The interaction or cooperation of two or more organizations, substances, or other agents to produce a combined effect greater than the sum of their separate efforts. That is WealthWave. That's the power of a team. That's being a part of something that's so much greater than what you are. You by yourself has got you to this point in your career. Obviously, you need more if you're going to go further. You need to learn more. You need more tools, more resources around you. Let me give you a great example of that. I'm a sports guy. Who knows who Dan Marino is? One of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. One of the most acclaimed, greatest passers in history. But what's the one thing he never won? Super Bowl on the right-hand side, and I can't stand the Patriots. I mean, I was a huge Peyton Manning fan, so you know if I wouldn't like the Patriots if I like Peyton Manning. You know, but what did Tom Brady do that Dan Marino didn't? Five-time Super Bowl champion. Why was he able to do that? He's not necessarily personally that much greater of a quarterback than Dan Marino was. It was all the tools and all the resources around him. He was part of something greater than himself, and he was part of a winning system. That's the WealthWave system. So don't let lack of vision prevent you from reaching your full potential. You don't want to climb the ladder of success and go, crap, my ladder was against the wrong wall. I mean, you're so focused on every little step on your ladder, and you don't even, it's like the guy that was cutting down a tree one time in JD. Someone says, hey, if you'd stop and sharpen that saw, you could cut it down so much faster. He goes, quit bothering me, dumb. I'm cutting down this tree. So how many of us have done that in our careers? Okay, I want to give you a great example as I wrap up here of someone, what a lack of vision did. Do any of you know the story of this man? Ronald Wayne. Okay, I'm sure Mr. Wayne would appreciate me using this. Hope it'll make an impact on one of you. He sold his 10% share. JD, he owned 10% of Apple Computer. And he sold his share for a mere $800. And later, he took a $1,500 additional fee to forfeit any future claims against Apple. That's why he owned 10% of the entire company. He got into a discrepancy with Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak and just said, that's fine, you give me my $800 and I'll go. Look what that would be worth today. $75.5 billion. I saw an interview, and you know what he said? He said if he had it to do over, he'd do it again. Bull crap. He's so full of it. He would not do that again. Come on. Get out of here. He's still living. So, guys, don't make a mistake and leave your ladder leaning against the wrong wall. And don't miss out on the biggest no-brainer in business history.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.